As the audience for documentaries has grown exponentially, documentary filmmakers have been grappling with ethics issues, especially when their subjects are their own families. John Kalish reports on the complications of turning the camera on your own mother or father.
Documentaries about celebrities have proven to be among the most popular films of the genre, says Sonia Childress of the Documentary Accountability Working Group, which has developed a code of ethics for nonfiction films. She says some are puff pieces, but not all.
You can have a child of a famous person turn a very loving gaze on their parent as a way to really honor their contribution to society. And you can also have someone who picks up the camera and be open to a complex and nuanced portrayal of someone who they know and love.
Childress says these nuanced documentaries include Last Flight Home, in which the director chronicles her terminally ill father's assisted suicide, and William Kunstler Disturbing the Universe, which was made by two daughters of the famous criminal defense lawyer.
Sarah and I wanted to fit Dad's life into a single unified theory. We wanted all of his clients to be innocent, and all of his cases to be battles for justice and freedom.
Emily Kunstler and her sister Sarah acknowledged that their father defended some people who were not innocent, including the gunman who killed six people on a Long Island commuter train in 1993, though that was not mentioned in the daughter's documentary. Here's Emily Kunstler.
There were people that weren't going to speak to us because we were his daughters. So we weren't going to get the full other side of the picture. The people that really had antagonistic relationships with our father, that stretched out onto us.
The Documentary Accountability Working Group doesn't have ethical guidelines for filmmakers who focus on their families. But Sonia Childress says it does have advice for these directors.
What we think might be useful when filmmakers do make personal documentaries is to consider both why they're making the film, to be transparent about their intentions, and also to acknowledge their positional power, both in their families and then as storytellers and interpreters of an experience.
At the start of the pandemic, New York director David Sieve moved in with his family in Bad Axe, Michigan, where his parents run a restaurant. After Sieve and his sisters attended a Black Lives Matter protest in the small, mostly white town, the threatening social media posts and phone calls began. Here's a scene from his film, Bad Axe.
You're getting involved with things that you know nothing about. You're going to end up digging yourself your own grave.
I'm digging a grave for myself now?
Rachel, you don't
want to. Wow.
Sieve's mother, Rachel, berates him as an outsider.
You don't live here. You have no clue.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Anymore.
So it doesn't cost you a damn thing.
What happened today is going to happen again when the film comes out itself. Do you want to carry through with this?
I needed everyone in the family to be on board and allow me to share our story.
Director David Sieve.
That's why it was so important for me to collaborate with my family and to keep my family involved every step of the process of making this documentary. There were difficult conversations why this scene was important to include or not to include.
Director Bing Liu also shared edits of his film, Minding the Gap, during the editing process, but not with his family. He shared the footage with the therapist he started seeing while he was making the documentary. Minding the Gap includes Liu's claim that he was beaten by his stepfather. He did a 2-hour interview with his mother.
The first time I was ever alone with him was the first time he grabbed me and beat me, yeah. I mean, how much did you know about what was happening?
I don't know what to say now. I wish I can go over it, do again, do differently, but it's all past. I wish I was stronger than I wasn't.
Liu realized that he needed someone who was not emotionally involved in the story to help him decide how to use footage of his mother. And that's where his video editor came in.
When I was editing by myself, I was not hard on myself in that interview. I was not hard on either my mom or me. I didn't allow myself to see that I was actually confronting my mom until this really brilliant editor came in and allowed me to see it.
Bing Liu says in the last few years he's noticed an uptick in the number of films where directors tell stories about their families. He sees these as part of a movement to decolonize documentaries by putting the storytelling in the hands of the people who are part of the story. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.